节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
AJ， 你还记得你小时候最喜欢玩什么游戏吗？
Do you still remember what's your favorite game when you were a kid?
Too many of them, such as playing marbles, tug of war, hide and seek, even just play mud.
感觉小时候玩什么都玩得很开心啊，比如说自己玩泥巴过家家，我觉得都很好玩。
嗯，是的。不过我发现啊，很多小朋友玩的游戏还是真的非常经典啊，像刚刚说到的这个 playing marbles, 玩弹珠，还有 tug of war, 拔河， hide and seek, 捉迷藏。感觉就是在每个国家都有的。
Yeah, those games are often played in different countries.
尤其是最近有一个很火的游戏，一二三木头人。
It's called Red Light, Green Light in the United States, and it's also called Grandmother's Footsteps in the United Kingdom.
是的，那这个游戏之所以这么火，好像就是因为一部风靡全球的韩剧 Squid Game, 鱿鱼游戏。
The hit series tells the story of hundreds of cash-strapped contestants accepting an invitation to compete in children's games for a tempting prize.
没错 ,cash-strapped 就是指的经济拮据的。那这部剧呢，讲述的就是数百名经济拮据的人接受了邀请参加儿童游戏比赛，而在这场游戏当中有非常诱人的奖金。
But the stakes are also deadly.
但是呢，它也有致命的高风险。
Right.The consequences for losing at any of these kids' games is a brutal and sudden death.
基本上每一个游戏都会淘汰一半的人，所以这个韩剧的题材其实是比较暴力血腥的。
Yeah, that's why the series has also drawn criticism. Now many schools are warning parents not to let children watch Squid Game.
没错，没有想到的是啊，随着这个韩剧在全球走红，欧洲的部分学校和家长都马上紧急的命令学生不准看。
没错，这部剧呢给各国带来的连锁反应还真让人意想不到。
So, in today's podcast, let's check out what happened.
So, Nora, have you watched the series?
Yeah, I've just finished watching it. But to be honest, I don't think it deserves the massive hit.
没错，其实我也有同感。最开始看这部剧呢，是因为它的题材，因为说到密室啊、逃亡啊、解谜啊，感觉就非常的有意思。
I was also curious how they will continue the games.
没错，但是看着看着就觉得剧情有一点点拖拉了，特别是最后几集啊。
Although titled as Netflix original, I found it was really a combination of overused themes.
没错 ,overused themes 指的就是重复的剧情。我就觉得它的设定呢就很像这个饥饿游戏 Hunger Games, 还有这个动物世界。
And multiple scenes were left unexplained.And the ending was cliffhanger.
对 ,a cliffhanger 意思就是悬念。那结局呢最后是有很多都没有解释的。给观众呢也是留了一个悬念，可能也是想出第二季吧。
But in the beginning, we mentioned that some schools ban students from watching the show. What's going on exactly?
Well, some children have been caught playing red light, green light, and other games from the show.But to mimic the show's outcome, where contestants are killed after losing, children are also beating up the loser.
Okay, I see. Mimic 意思就是模仿，所以欧洲一些学校的学生居然开始模仿起了剧中的玩法，只不过并不是杀人，而是殴打输了的学生。
是的，根据布鲁塞尔时报网站报道呢，比利时的一所学校就发现，孩子们竟然在操场玩剧中同款游戏。而校方呢也很快地采取了行动。
They publicized a notice to parents, saying that they are very vigilant to stop this unhealthy and dangerous game, and children who continue hitting would face disciplinary action.
对 ,vigilant 意思就是警惕的，而后面有说到一个 face disciplinary action, 就是说将面临纪律性的处分。那事情发生之后啊，校方他们就明令禁止孩子们玩此类的惩罚游戏。并且表示如果继续的话呢，家长也会面临处罚。
Yeah, and other schools have also issued extra lessons on violence and online harm as a response to the show's popularity.
对，除了这所学校之外，英国啊，比利时啊，多所学校也纷纷地提醒家长们不要让孩子看这部剧。Issue extra classes, 意思就是补课。那 issue 在这里是做动词，可以表示 to make something non-formally。他们还公布了额外的课程，专门介绍暴力的危害，以及观看不适宜他们这个年龄段的内容的危险。
Right, in fact, this show has an age rating of 15 years old.
也就是说15岁以下的青少年儿童是不准观看的。
Yeah, Squid Game may be based around classic children games, but it's definitely not suitable or appropriate for kids.
Well, now so many people are starting to question Netflix.They argue that Netflix needs to recognize that it fails to self-regulate.
是的 self-regulate, 意思就是自我管理。那现在呢也有很多人开始质疑起了网飞的这个管理机制了。
对，还有家长电视协会的人也表示
Netflix should be acting as a gatekeeper to ensure content that is harmful to minors is not being distributed on their platform.
Exactly. Gatekeeper, 这个呢是个比喻的说法。It's the person or system whose job is to check who and what is allowed to go through a gate. 那在这里呢，其实前面就是想说，希望网飞能够起到监管的作用，确保那些对未成年人有害的内容不会推送到他们的平台。
是的，那未成年人，我们这里用到的一个词呢，就是 minors， 这是一个比较正式的词，经常在这种法律的语境上用到。
For example, it is an offense to serve alcohol to minors.
对。不过虽然说网飞肯定是需要进一步去优化自己的机制啊，但我觉得家长本身的监管其实也更重要。Parents can also take appropriate measures.
Yeah, whether by applying parental controls or more closely supervising their children on social media and gaming platforms.
是的 supervise, this means to be in charge of somebody or something and make sure that everything is done correctly, safely.意思就是监管照料，像这类题材的电视剧啊，其实还是比较多的，比这血腥暴力的呢也有。所以有一些人也认为不应该完全甩锅给制作方，反而家长们应该想想怎么样更有效地监督自己的小孩用电子设备之类的。
没错，比如我在 Fox News 下面就看到了很多这样类似的评论。
嗯，
有一条就是说 Parents need to be parents and not let their children watch the program. Quit trying to blame the company.
对，这个语气也是比较的严肃了啊。但另外一些网友也指出来 Parents cannot actually control something their kids do and they don't think that Netflix cares about their parents or children.那这些人呢就认为家长其实是很难控制小孩实际在做什么反而是网飞完全没有考虑到小孩或者是家长
哎，总之呢持两方意见的人都很多而随着这部剧的热度攀升越来越多的连锁反应也让人咋舌
对比如说网飞在法国的线下开了一家咖啡店供民众亲身来体验剧中的各种元素还有游戏But on the day it opened, there were so many people waiting in line that clashes broke out between the crowds.
是的，没有想到就发生了冲突，随后呢还引发了斗殴事件。当然，最让人没有想到的就是，这部韩剧居然还意外地带动了一波国内的经济。
对。
The accessories and costumes from the show have become popular online, and some companies have received a large number of overseas orders.
没错，真的非常的戏剧化。不过这部剧风靡全球肯定是有它的原因的嘛，也肯定是有很多人是喜欢里面的悬疑啊、紧凑的剧情。我觉得大家都可以保持自己对这部剧的意见啊。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。